Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. It is a beautiful day. We're going to get some rain this weekend, but we really need it. The drought monitor is up, especially for North Florida. And what's surprising is that we've had a lot of rain up there. So over the wintertime, it was a little bit more than what we normally get. So I'm really surprised that it's showing a drought in North Florida, you know, Jacksonville and in the Ocala area. Good morning, Lizzie. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning. I think that they are not in a drought. I think they're just looking for attention. So they're just claiming this.
Well, that's the U.S. Drought Monitor. It says they're in a pretty good sized drought for up there. But you know what? Everybody needs to, you know, make sure that they're needed. So yes, it's something that is monitored. And this is our dry time of the year. So we don't normally get a lot of rain this time of the year. So, you know, it's just, you know, if you didn't get rain, you're going to get it over the next week. So hang in there. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Good. How are you?
I can't complain. You had a busy week.
I've had a busy week and been a lot of traveling. But, oh, my goodness, where I've been, we had a Tropical Plant Industry Expo in Tampa. The FNGLA has a winter conference every year, and people come from all over, vendors and growers and everybody who sells all kinds of gardening stuff and products. But I got to see new plants, so I'll be talking about that today and posting a lot of photos. I took over 400 pictures on Thursday.
You saw new plants? That's not even possible.
Oh, I know. I'm telling you, it's so exciting. And so it's just, you know, I've had a great week. So
good. That's I love good. That.
And so this is your gardening show. If you're out there, if you have gardening questions, we're going to be taking them today. You want to call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. So today is my son Derek's birthday.
Happy birthday. And he's such a good chef.
He is. He is a very inspiring and accomplished chef and general manager of the River and Fort restaurant in St. Augustine, right across from the Castillo de San Marcos. And I love you so much, Derek. And so I hope you have a great day. I'm going to see you soon. And if you go to the River and Fort restaurant today, wish Derek a happy birthday from his mama and Tony.
Oh,
yeah. So that's, you know, they grow up so fast.
Yes, they do.
Which is kind of a good thing sometimes. And so January winter, again, we're going to have some rain this weekend coming through today with scattered showers. It's not going to be too cold, no freezes, but North Florida, you're going to be looking at nighttime temperatures in the mid-30s to 40s. Central Florida, mid-40s to 50s, which is just lovely. I love low temperatures like that. And South Florida, anywhere from 50 to 60s at night. So these are wonderful winter temperatures, but we're going to have cloudy skies this week. And, you know, if you still think you should resist the urge to cut back your bananas, ornamental shrubs, and tropicals, you know, they say winter's over. A lot of weathermen are saying that this is the last we're having.
Mm-mm.
Don't believe them.
Yeah, I call shenanigans.
Yeah. And so because we still may get a couple more frosts and they can pop up quickly, they may be looking at the, you know, the air movement of the world, the globe patterns. But I still think we have a chance to get a freeze. And so you don't need to anyway. It's not going to hurt the plant to look a little, you know, disheveled for a little while, a little bit of bad leaves. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to judge you.
I am.
And so if you think your camellias and azaleas have finished blooming, you can go ahead and cut those back by a third. Third of the height. Okay, so when I say cut anything back by a third, I mean you can do a third of the height, a third of the roots if it's in a container, or a third of the leaf density. So if it's really compact and you want to clean it out or just kind of open it up, then you can cut a third back, and that's not going to stress the plants out very much. Okay, so it encourage them to grow. So again, yeah, I did travel to the TPIE, and I had a wonderful lunch with a tropical plant grower and his family from Nicaragua. I'm talking about Eric and his wife, Carmen, with their beautiful children, Eric Jr. and his sister, Maria. They're still here visiting. So I want to reach out and say it was wonderful talking with you. And I hope to see them at future events. They brought their family from Nicaragua to visit Florida.
That's whenever you go to like an event, a convention, whatever you would like to call it. That's really good whenever you're able to just meet somebody in the same field, networking, and just it's nice to meet new people, especially from another country.
It is. They were so lovely. But guess their last name was Nicaragua. I thought that was, their last name was Nicaragua.
There you go. It's easy.
Yeah,
all right.
So we can remember that. So I took over 300 pictures of plants, and there were new plants there by Costa Farms and Proven Winners. And there were trending garden accoutrements. So cute, the containers and pottery. And so, again, I will be posting them on Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page over the next few days. Tell me if you see anything you like. Okay, so today is Florida Arbor Day. It's a great time of the year to plant a tree. I hope you will go by our sponsor, Quality Green Specialist, at 335 West Michigan Street in DeLand. And Florida Arbor Day is a wonderful reason to go by and pick up a beautiful native tree. This morning, I'm delighted to have us joining my dear friend and extremely knowledgeable tower garden expert, Leah Brooks. She's going to be letting us know what will be happening, what we can plant in our winter garden. I've missed talking with Leah, so I'm looking forward to catching up. She has some staggering stats on the cost of food and the reasons why you should be growing your own. So that's going to be wonderful. So from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow, winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants?
No!
Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I'm just a regular garden geek. I love flowers and plants, and I'm here to help you. And one of my dear friends, Leah Brooks, she is the Tower Garden representative here in Florida, and she has a wonderful ability to grow food and chickens, and she just is so impressive and inspiring. I wanted her to come on this morning and talk about her winter garden. Good morning, Leah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks, Teresa.
Oh, it's so happy. I'm so glad to have you on this morning. It's been a while. You've gone through a lot of renovating your house and the holidays. Yeah. And are you back gardening again?
Yes, I am. You know, we were actually out of our house because it was a forced renovation. It was a flood and we had mold. Don't mess around with mold. And I didn't stop gardening, but I pared back. And we've been back in the house for a couple months now. And I'm so happy I got my winter garden in. That just makes me really happy.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so for our new listeners, because we're getting so many new people joining us here on Better Lawns and Gardens, tell us what a tower garden is.
Okay, a tower garden, it's a tower, and just like it's, you know, in the name, it grows up to 52 plants, and there's a base that's filled with 20 gallons of water. There's no soil. There's a pump that sprinkles water over the roots of the plants and the nutrient solution, and it's aeroponic. So aeroponic means that the roots are going to hang in air most of the time, and this is really developed by NASA and then by Epcot. If you've been at the land at Epcot,
yes.
That's where the Tower Garden was developed. So, which is neat. And NASA says that this grows plants 30%, you get 30% more produce, grows plants 3 times faster, and you have more nutrient density in those plants. It's a really cool way, kind of a space age way to garden.
It is. And it's so important right now for people and families and just, you know, even senior citizens. To be able to grow their own food. You posted some really staggering numbers this morning, and we've already posted them to Facebook, but tell us about what you read this morning.
I can barely absorb this. This was the December report from the USDA, and they said the wholesale prices, this is wholesale, so we haven't seen the total price increase yet in the stores. The wholesale prices increased 80.6% in 2022, and most of that increase was in the last quarter of 2022. But the thing that just really blows my mind is the PPI, the cost to grow lettuce, has gone up 583%.
Wow, that's incredible, because that's going to get passed on to us, and it's going to mean that we're not going to be able to buy the healthy food that we need to put into our bodies. And so eggs, tell us about eggs.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even look at the egg numbers.
Oh,
we see that that now in the stores. We're seeing that now.
I mean, but eggs are costing us $9.
Yes.
You know, and that's incredible. And so, and you also have chickens growing there. But so, so let's talk about how easy it is to grow in a small area, because you don't, you have a nice size property, but you just grow right outside the back of your home in a little space. What kind of space does a tower garden fit where you can grow 52 plants?
Yeah, it's like 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet. And when you add in tomatoes and the space you need, you know, you can, it's maybe 5 feet wide that you can fit 52 plants vertically. Yeah, I do have the space, but I don't want to spend the time. I don't want to till the soil, and I don't want gardening to be my life, Teresa. I have a very busy life.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a passion, but it's not my life.
No, I understand. Yeah. So how much maintenance does a tower garden require? I mean, do you have to go out there every day? I mean, tell us what you do.
No, it's probably like I can get by with as little as 1 hour a week. And if I really want to, you know, be out there a lot, I can probably spend 5 hours a week taking care of my tower garden. The biggest thing, you know, with the ground garden is weeding and preparing the soil. And you don't have that with the tower garden, which is really nice.
It is really nice. And so tell us what kind of vegetables and fruits you can grow successfully on a tower garden.
Well, anything that's not a root vegetable or a tree can be grown. So like right now, my winter garden, I have watercress, strawberries, kale, celery, spinach. I do have tomatoes. I have to tell you about how I kept my tomatoes alive through the freezers.
Okay.
Herbs, Asian greens, lettuce. Yeah, should I talk about that?
Yes, excellent. So how did you keep your tomatoes alive during the freeze?
This was something new I did this year. I got an aquarium heater because there's water in the base, right? So I got an aquarium heater and I put it in the base and I set the water to 68 degrees. And then I threw a frost cloth that I got on Amazon over the top. And I tell you what, I put my hand under that frost cloth and it was nice and toasty warm. And I didn't lose a single leaf off my tomatoes or peppers or anything that was frost sensitive.
Okay, that's wonderful. And so you've been able to start your spring tomatoes early. So tell us how do you prepare? What do you do to start a plant in your tower garden?
Well, you know, I just planted some. I planted more winter vegetables. So we have these little things called rock wool, and this is it's just fun volcanic rock. You put seeds in there, you soak them in water. I put them under a grow light or out in full sun. When they sprout, I pop them into the tower garden. So I do have my spring tomatoes started. Those tomatoes I kept alive were actually from fall, so I'm still getting tomatoes from fall.
Wow.
And as I'm eating up the cabbage and some of the things, I'm still replanting my winter garden. So with the tower, you know, you're constantly like probably every month, or you could even, you know, every 2 weeks, you kind of assess and you say, what will I need to plant? What's coming to the end of its life? Is my lettuce looking like it's about to bolt? I'll start a new lettuce plant. And I teach all my customers how to do this. You know, I'm real hands-on with my customers.
That's wonderful. And again, this is something that anyone can do. Children or families, you know, that, you know, if they're homeschooled, but even, you know, like I said, senior citizens, retirees can just grow right out because there's different sizes. Tell us about the cost, okay, of a tower garden.
Yeah. So the cost, it's $670 for a tower garden. You can break that up into monthly payments, 12 months, and there's no charge to do that at all. And then, you know, you can add on, you know, extra nutrients and things like that. And if you got everything you needed to grow for a year, which included the cost of the tower garden, you're looking at about $75 a month. And then your second year, it's much cheaper, like $10, $12 a month for the rest of the life of the tower garden.
Right. So there's that initial investment to grow. Mm-hmm. But again, the space is 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you grow 52 vegetables. And so tell us what you will be growing in spring. And when will you start your spring garden?
I've started my spring garden now, but generally I jumped the gun a little bit. Usually it's middle February that I'll start my spring garden. And our spring garden is our typical, we have a lot of northern listeners that have transplants, right?
Right.
So our spring garden in Florida is our typical summer garden up north. So we grow everything. And then our tomatoes will grow usually through June or early July, and then most of them will start to decline. And that's when we switch to our summer garden, which is real special. We talked about that, I remember, last year.
We did, and it's so good. So if somebody wanted to learn more about tower gardens and how they work, mm-hmm. and what they need to do, where would you where can they go?
They can look at my website. It's leahbrooks.towergarden.com. So LEAHBROOKS, my name, mm-hmm. .towergarden.com. Or, you know, text me. I actually prefer that. And my phone number is 386-473-2638.
Okay, say that again. Say that again.
Sure. 386-473-2638.
Okay, great.
I'd rather talk to somebody and pare down the way they want to garden than have them get lost, you know, with all the choices.
All right. And so I just want to clarify something, because it just came into a text that this is not growing hydroponically.
It's a form of hydroponics called aeroponics.
Aeroponics, and it's very mm-hmm. clean and very environmental. Can grow a lot of fruit. If you've been to Epcot mm-hmm. and seen the taken the tour through the land, what is it called? Land of
the land.
The land. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. The land, and taking that little boat tour through the land, you have seen the aeroponics, and it's just a really healthy way to grow your own vegetables and so yes. and fruit. Now you're growing strawberries. Do you grow any other fruit in it?
Strawberries and melons.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if somebody was disabled and, you know, could, can they come in different sizes where they can just reach right across?
Yeah. I have a lot of disabled customers and a lot of elderly customers. And usually what we'll do is we'll keep the tower garden a little shorter. So if you're in a wheelchair, you can reach it. It's very accessible by wheelchair. I have a lot of autistic kids growing tower gardens. They really love to watch plants grow. It's very interesting. They understand plants, and disabled and elderly. And I'm having more elderly people come now. I think they can't afford the prices in the grocery stores, and they understand they need to garden. And the tower garden is much easier for them than getting in the ground.
That's wonderful, Leah. Thank you so much for coming on today. Tell mm-hmm. us your website one more time.
Sure, leahbrooks.towergarden.com.
There you go. Thank you so much, Leah.
Thank you.
All right, hon, you have a good weekend. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Leah Brooks with the Tower Gardens, and you can go on to her website, leahbrooks.towergardens.com, and I will be posting her information today on Facebook, and it's just a really clean and easy way to grow food.
Oh, definitely. It's very encouraging for those who are nervous about it or feel like they're going to mess everything up. So
it is. It's just wonderful. Thank you so much, Leah. We're going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to call Lizzie. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance Ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you have a gardening question, we would love to hear from you. You can call us at 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me a perfect text. A perfect text is your name and your city and your gardening question, and I would love to help. And we're already getting lots of great text messages today, but I have to tell you, this week, well, let me just go back to the TPIE. which is the Tropical Plants Industry Expo this week. And I learned, you could always learn something. So, you know, especially in gardening, the learning never stops. And this week when I went to a class, one of the workshops I attended was how to create moss walls. And it was taught by the renowned moss wall creator, Olga Rose Anthony. And she is in South Florida. And so sitting in her class, I diagnosed my own orchid problem.
Shut up. That is awesome. You need to create your own little website with your little Google Plant Medical.
So in my brand new bathroom, which is just gorgeous, white subway station or train station tile, mm-hmm. I have a beautiful orchid plant that is potted correctly in a pot.
And probably still alive.
And it's still alive after 2 years. You know, I've been growing it 2 years.
I can only dream.
Oh, no, but it's gorgeous. But the last 2 months, I'm losing leaves. They're turning yellow. They look like a banana. You know how a banana is yellow and plump and plushy?
What are you doing wrong?
Well, that's an indication of overwatering. But I don't overwater. And so I know it's from overwatering. I water the orchid if I need to, maybe once a month, because we're in air conditioning, of course, and it's in the proper light, but you don't have to water orchids that much. Mm-hmm. And so the leaves are turning yellow. So, well, me in my designer la-ti-da style fashion, so I've got this beautiful bathroom that I wanted to create, and so I put moss, little green chartreuse reindeer moss all the way around it and tucked it in, and it's so mm-hmm. beautiful.
I'm sure it is.
It looks gorgeous. But I have banana leaves. It looks like yellow banana. You know, the leaves are dying.
Okay.
I learned in the workshop this week that moss holds on to water and will literally pull the moisture out of the air. And it stays nice and wet.
Oh, wow.
So my fancy, you know, just kind of little stick of moss on the top so it looks nice and green is killing my orchid.
Now, here's the thing for everybody out there, okay? Teresa is a professional. For how many years have you been doing
25
this?
25 years.
Oh, yeah. And even longer than that.
Even longer.
Even as a child and whatnot, okay?
Yes.
If you are not learning something every day, even as a professional, then you have lost a day. So good job, Teresa.
I know. I'm so excited.
You should be.
I threw the moss away sadly.
You're like, you're out of here.
I'm out of here. So I just see the bark medium, and I'm going to cut the leaves off, and we're going to just keep on going. But I just did not realize that moss, even when you get them in the dry packages, you know, you get them mm-hmm. at Michael's and all those, you know, craft stores, it will hold on to moisture.
Never would have thought that.
And so it's like a sponge. So anyway, I didn't equate that to contributing to the watering. So I figured out my problem. So the orchid is pretty enough. The moss had to go. And I just hope my dendrobium forgives me for thinking it wasn't pretty enough.
Now, do you need to maybe take it out into like a drier area for it to be able to dry up a little bit?
No,
I don't know.
No, the humidity's good in the bathroom.
Okay.
It's good. And there's plenty of light. It's just that the... You know, I had tucked the moss all the way around the stem and, mm-hmm. and the roots, and it just was too much.
You tucked it into bed and made sure it was nice and warm for the winter.
And so that's interesting. So we have a text from Cocoa Beach, and she, I'm going to say it's a she, maybe a he, has a huge issue with moles or voles. And do you know the best solution for mitigating this pesky problem? Well, the problem is we have to diagnose why you have moles. And so I need, you know, being on Cocoa Beach, you probably got sandy soils. I don't know what kind of lawn you have. It may be bahia grass. It may be a little bit of St. Augustine. So there could be two reasons you have moles. If you have really dry, sandy soils and, you know, the grass isn't so good, you have some weeds, you could have an insect issue. And you have grub worms in the soil, some kind of issue, some kind of insects in the soil that the moles are finding and eating. So the moles are coming into your yard and looking for food. And, you know, the downside is they leave a lot of holes. Now, the other reason could be that you have a really nice very organic rich soil that maybe has been underneath oak trees and had, you know, decades of, you know, leaf litter and really organic material in your soil, and you have earthworms. And so the molds may be coming after the earthworms. So the issue is, if you have a grub problem, you need to get rid of your grubs and the molds will go away. The issue with earthworms is you really want earthworms, and the molds eating the earthworms is not a bad issue. And the molds are actually considered beneficial because they aerate the soil either way. So the issue is, the molds are going to eat up your pest problem and then go away, or the molds are going to be there with your earthworms, because you don't want to kill your earthworms. They're really good. The molds are beneficial by aerating your soil. So just kind of live with it. You know, I mean, there are products on the market that say that they get rid of molds and things like that. I'm not a big one of that.
Yeah, that'll completely drive your dogs insane, because we have got random moles here and there. And I know when they're there because our dogs are trying to dig to China. So it's so annoying. I'm like,
So you're out in the country and you have a lot of like bahia grass and and sandy soils. Where you live is either cattle country or old citrus grove property.
Cattle.
Yep. There you go. And so the sandy soils, and that's really what they have. So great question, Cocoa Beach. So thank you so much. And you can, you can live with it. All right? That's very good. So
you can just suck it up and deal with it.
Sort of. That's my advice, you know. So, talking about your vegetable and fruit gardening that Leah talked about, you can make sure right now, if you do not have a seed catalog, any kind of seed catalogs, you can get them free online, have them ship it to you. But if you wait till March and April and May, they're going to be gone. Everybody's going to have them ordered up and the seeds are going to be all gone. Get your seed catalogs now. Order your seeds now. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. When you see flashing lights, move over a lane. Or slow down 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. See lights? Move over, Florida. It's common sense, it's common courtesy, and it's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 co-pays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow these instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Yeah, remember when all phones sounded like that? Hey, it's Brian Mudd, and I sure do. But you've got to go with the times, so go with Affinity Cellular. Affinity is offering 3 months free service and a free flip or smartphone with a 30-day guarantee. Happy with your current phone? That works too. Get unlimited talk and text for as little as $15 a month. Get started right now at Affinity, with an A, cellular.com. Affinity Cellular. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We would love to hear from you. Let us know what your morning beverage is. You can text us by going to 23680 or your favorite plant, or you're really having a great success in gardening and this is what you're growing right now. We'd love to hear from you. You can also call us at 1-888-455-2967. And so we're talking vegetables this morning. So it's really amazing here in Florida. We are so so blessed to be able to grow food. And what can you be planting right now? Asparagus, beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbages, carrots, cauliflower, celery. Do you know what I did, Lizzie? I cut off my celery. I was growing for my Hop and John, my black-eyed peas, and I put celery in them, and it was so good, and we have enough that we put it in the freezer. And but I cut off my celery at the bottom, and I took the root portion of it, and I put it in water, and now I have celery growing.
I love that.
Isn't that? Don't throw your celery bases away, the root portion. You cut them off. Just turn them up in a little pot or a little bowl, a little, whatever, container, and put them out in the sun, and they will start to regrow celery.
You know what I've heard is kind of hard? I have a cousin of mine who he gardens, and garlic. Like he's in New England. He's just so happy whenever he actually is able to grow garlic.
And so you think it's hard to grow it?
I mean, the way he kind of, he's up in New England, so right. I don't know if it's a temperature thing or what. No,
it's not hard. You just get a garlic clove, from the grocery store, and you can just stick it in the pot and water it, put it out in full sun, and it will grow.
Just magical. You know what? You're the best.
Have your brother call me.
Okay, got you.
1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. We would love for you to go on to our Better Lawns and Gardens page. And in fact, Carl did. And he said, Teresa, he says, I can't hear the station in Pinellas Park. And so I was able to let him know to go on to iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
And he can listen to it on his phone.
That's right.
Or his computer.
Yep.
Free of charge. Anywhere he is in the United States or the world.
You got it. Just go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, and you'll see the link for the iHeartRadio app. Download it. It is free. then search WFLA Orlando. Make sure you put that Orlando because Tampa also has one too. But yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I take it everywhere I go. Not just because I work here. Even before I started working here, it was so easy to use.
Yes, I use it. I just think it's wonderful. And so if you'd like to go to our Facebook page too and like us and give us 5 stars, that would be great because you can personally get a hold of us on Facebook. You can, you know, go to our website, betterlawns.com, and send us a gardening question anytime during the week. Give me a few hours to get back to you. You know,
yes, don't be upset if we don't get right back to you.
It may take 24 hours, but if it's an emergency, call 911. And but I will get back to you and help you with your problems. So let's see. I stopped at celery. So you could also be growing collards and endive and horseradish. Tony loves horseradish. Kale, kohlrabi, lettuce, mustard, onion sets. I saw a beautiful garden of onion sets yesterday in Ocoee at a client's house. And what food they're growing. It was amazing. Peas and potatoes, radicchio, radishes, roquette, rutabaga, spinach, Swiss chard, and turnips. Now, roquette is Malabar spinach.
Oh.
And so it's, you know, if you don't recognize it by roquette, it's Malabar spinach, and it grows year-round here in Florida, especially if you have a tower garden, and so that would be wonderful. Swiss chard and turnips. We call turnips in Scotland neeps, N-E-E-P-S, and your tatties, neeps and tatties, and it's delicious in stew. So I like rutabagas, prefer rutabagas in my stew, my Scottish stew, but you can use turnips too as well. All right. So what else can you be doing with your vegetable garden? Again, start your seeds of tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants. And you can start them now. And then you will transplant them into your garden, whether it's a raised bed or into the ground in March. And then also, too, before you plant in your garden bed, this is a good time of the year to amend your garden beds with black cow. And get that organic material into the gardens, especially if you have really sandy, well-draining soil. So there's really nothing wrong with our Florida soils. They provide good drainage. I mean, how many of you have ever had to dig up rocks and clay?
Yeah, no. Whenever you do, we had to do that up at New England sometimes. And it was just, don't.
It's miserable.
Be happy with what you have.
Yeah, and we have good drainage.
The black cow, amazing
it
stuff.
It is. And it really provides a good amendment for your sandy soils. And it'll hold on to moisture earlier. And it just will be great. So you can do that. Then also, if you've already got winter vegetables growing like Leah, then make sure you're feeding them. You know, it's important that, you know, I equate fertilizer with vitamins, and we need vitamins on a regular basis. We just don't know when we need boron and manganese and zinc and copper. Well, same with plants. We don't know when our plants need to have these nutrients. We just see the deficiencies 2 to 3 months later. We can diagnose it and say, oh, I'm sorry, it's got a copper deficiency, or you need to add, you know, some more iron. And so when you grow your own food and vegetables and your landscape, you want to make sure you use slow release fertilizer. That way the nutrients are going to be in the soil when the plant needs them. And you're not going to over fertilize if you follow the label. And so the 3 month like Osmocote fertilizer, or there's the Dynamite that you can get that's 6 months. And if you're a retiree, when you come down in the fall, you can put out your slow release fertilizer in October, November. And then before you go back again in April or May, go ahead and put that fertilizer out again, that slow release fertilizer. And it will fertilize over the summertime.
And your HOA will love you because you have all kinds of grass that needs to be cut. And you won't be there to cut it.
Well, hopefully they have a landscaper do that. So that, but yeah, so you just want to do it. And this is also the time, too, to if you would like to grow blueberries. And my client yesterday said, we want to grow blueberries. Get your soil tested. And you can do that at your extension office. Because you need to have a pH of 4.5 to just right around 5 pH. You need a really acidic soil.
Oh.
Okay. And so if you, you know, your pH is, you know, 5.5 5 or 6 or 7. And sometimes if you're on the coast, it could be 8. Then you want to grow your blueberries either in containers with just pine vines, and you can get the pine vines by the bag. Just grow them in the pine vines, or you want to add the pine vines to your hole, and right down at the bottom of your hole, put a gallon to two gallons of pine vines in a single hole, and your blueberries will love it, and they will grow. And so blueberries are native to Florida.
Yes.
So they, you can go out in the woods and you can find them, and they are just delicious. They're nice and sweet. So this is the time of the year, if you want to start planting blueberries, to get blueberries, go to your stores, go to your garden centers, and you can also even order them online.
Now, when will they be ready to harvest? Now, is this like one of those where you have to wait a couple of years?
And,
no. Does it need a mate?
No. Well, some varieties do. Okay, and there is a really good publication, the University of Florida. Just Google EDIS, capital E, capital D, capital I, capital S, EDIS. Okay, and then put in blueberries, and you can download the publication from the University of Florida that will give you varieties and species that need companion plants to be pollinated. And then also to give you really good instructions on how to maintain them.
And it's so funny because a lot of people don't realize that some plants actually do need a mate or a colony to be able to produce and fertilize each other.
Or you'll get more production.
Right.
You may get one or two, but you really need to have, another one. And so, if you've got a gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. We're going to be taking your gardening questions in the next hour. Go to our Facebook page or our website, betterlawns.com, and they can hear the program on our website, betterlawns.com. Click on listen, and you can hear the show live, or you can download previous shows from there on.
And those are, remember, you guys are the best texters. Look, I do the morning show too, and we have good texters there too. But I'm telling you, Better Lawns and Gardens is on point. You give your name, your location, so we know your zone, and then you ask your quick questions. So keep them coming.
No, it is. I'd like to thank Leah Brooks for coming on and helping us with our winter vegetable gardens, and I will be posting her contact information. You can go to leahbrooks.towergardens.com and you can follow her there. This is from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.